God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Perhaps more than ever before in your lifetime or mine, it's important to remember that there are days when a clear conscience is its own reward, which is to say that sometimes evil does not seem to be punished and good does not seem to be rewarded. Not only that, but it seems that good is punished and evil is rewarded. Job was a man who was living in confusion because, like his pious friends, he felt like if he was doing right, he should be blessed every day for that, in a sense of health and wealth and so on. Job 27:5, Job protests, "God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me." Job was speaking of his innocence. He was speaking of his integrity to friends who were pious and therefore thought that calamity wouldn't come upon a good man, but it had. And so Job reminds us that integrity is doing right without reward. There was a time when Job was rewarded for doing the right thing, but not now. And it wasn't, as it turns out, for any sin he'd done either. It just means that if we don't get this clear in our minds, we can be confused and discouraged when we ought not be. You know, I grew up in a home where if I did the right thing, it was rewarded. If I did the wrong thing, it was punished. And you grow up expecting for that to be extended to and amplified by the world as it is, but that's not what is happening. We call evil good and good evil. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." More than ever in our lifetime, people around us who mind earthly things are glorying in their shame. Their God is their own pleasure. It's almost like there's a belly walking around with a couple stick legs. It's a caricature of the human condition apart from God and apart from a conscience informed by such a God. So because of all this, Job wished for the past. He wished for a different day. In Job chapter 29, verse 2, he says, "Oh, that I were as in months past." He remembers when the old men stood when he entered and the young men were quiet when he entered the marketplace, and he was rewarded for being such a man of upright integrity. He wished for the past. He wished for a different day. He wished for a different economy. That didn't seem to be legal tender in Job's current condition. Job was confused by the present. In chapter 30, verse 1, he says, "But now," verse 9, "and now," verse 16, "and now." He's drawing a contrast between the good days of old and the hard days of now. And he was confused. If good is always rewarded with health and wealth and good times, then why am I suffering so? His friends had an easy answer. Their answer was Job had just done wrong. Job knew that there was not any specific guilt, and so he wondered why. Job pondered the future. In Job chapter 31, verse 4, he says, "Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps?" I think this is actually not just a statement of fact. I think it's a statement of perplexity. I think Job is saying, doesn't God understand? Doesn't God know? Can't God see how good I am and how bad I have it? And then there's 30-something verses of condition. If I have, then let me be punished. If I have walked with vanity, if my foot hath hasted to deceit, then let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. Well, that works until you live in a day where evil is rewarded and good is punished. If I were to say today, hey, I have protect the innocent children, both born and unborn, is that unanimously considered virtuous? Will I be rewarded for that, or could I be punished for that? Could I be punished by society at large for doing the right thing, for even doing the loving thing? Could love be called hatred, and could hatred be called virtue? Well, more and more it seems as if that's the day in which we're living. But we ought not be discouraged, because there is a God in heaven who has a long view. None of us have a accurate perspective of time. Most of us, the longest perspective we have is 80 years, maybe 90. Most of us much less than that at the present time. The Bible is eternal. God is eternal. God has a long view. Job didn't, and that's where trusting God comes in. Faith is trusting God's word, that what he says is true, and we can go to the bank with it. Faith is trusting that God is aware. Does God count my steps? Yes, he does. Does God know my integrity? Yes, he does. Or lack of it? Yes, he does. It's trusting God's timing. Timing is everything. And 10 years is a long time to many of us, but to God, who is eternal, it may just be a small part of his plan. And we can trust God with justice. Look, integrity is doing right whether I'm rewarded at church or punished at work. It's doing the right thing. It's loving God, loving people, hating sin, distinguishing among the three, and doing right because there is a God in heaven and because the right thing is judged by him.